You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. We're talking about litigation involving UW Oshkosh's foundation. Two former administrators of the university pleaded guilty this week to felony misconduct. It's in connection with that financial scandal involving five building projects on campus. Are you a student at UW Oshkosh, or perhaps a parent of a student there? What do you think of this case? Do you think it was okay for UW Oshkosh to say it would use UW system money to fund private foundation projects? We're at 800-642-1234. Davey Shastri is the statewide higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Davey, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
So in the spring of 2018, these two former UW Oshkosh executives, they were charged with using taxpayer money to fund the university's private foundation. And this week, we saw their plea deal that was reached in the case. What was the plea deal?
It's kind of a little bit different than that. They were charged with signing letters that would back the foundation's loans that they took out for these five building projects. And so then the question was, is it legal for someone who works for the university to sign a letter essentially backing a loan that a private institution, this foundation, is taking out? And the outcome ends up being that they ended up pleading guilty to one of the five counts that they were facing of felony misconduct in office, which centers specifically around one of the five letters that they signed. And that one was for a downtown. It was money to renovate a downtown hotel in Oshkosh.
And so this is the chancellor, the former chancellor and the former vice chancellor involved in these building projects. Is that right?
Right. So the former chancellor and vice chancellor signed these letters that essentially told banks that if the UW Oshkosh Foundation, which is taking out these loans to build these buildings or buy these buildings, can't end up paying their loans, if they run out of money, they were essentially saying UW Oshkosh would come in and make sure that those bills get paid.
And these were five building projects. What types of buildings were these?
Yeah, so there was the one that was the downtown hotel. That was the Best Western Premier Waterfront Hotel, which got renovated and is still in use today. There was also a welcome center that was on campus. So the hotel was off campus, but this welcome center is something that UW Oshkosh is still using today. And actually, UW System now owns it. There were two biodigesters, which are buildings that take plant waste and animal waste and turn them into energy. One of those is now sold, and then the other one is still owned by the university and is used for research, and the university is generating revenue from it. And then the last one was the Oshkosh, UW Oshkosh Sports Complex.
And how much money, how many millions of dollars altogether were funneling into these projects?
So it was like the loans were for tens of millions, and then there's also a question of money going from the university to the foundation, which the state says is against state law. So there were $11 million that at some point or another went from the university to the foundation for these five building projects. And so that was another kind of piece of this where there wasn't a whole lot of clear accounting related to these sorts of transactions, and that money shouldn't have been flowing in that direction.
We're talking with Davey Shastri. She's a statewide higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And we're talking about two former UW Oshkosh administrators who were fined this week in a building misconduct scheme and using public funds for foundation building projects. Davey, UW Oshkosh has said that since the building projects were for university usage, it was okay to use the public UW system funds. Can you help us understand both sides of this argument?
Yeah, so the defense lawyers actually were kind of making that argument. And actually, right after these allegations came to light, The UW Oshkosh Foundation ended up declaring bankruptcy because they couldn't and they couldn't pay their bills. And so that's one of seven cases that has been created on the state or federal level in courts, trying to unravel and figure out what happened in this situation. And so when they filed for bankruptcy, there was a federal judge who did rule that because the buildings were for UW Oshkosh's use and UW Oshkosh's use alone, in some way, she could see the argument that UW system, UW Oshkosh, was responsible for the debt taken out. So that was another part of this.
Well, this case has brought questions really around the boundary between taxpayer money and private money at public universities and the interplay of accounting structures. What types of boundaries are in place?
Yeah, so there was an audit that was done, one of five audits around this by the Legislative Audit Bureau, and they looked into this. They looked into what safeguards are in place, what requirements are in place for foundations and the like boundaries between what the relationship should be between these public and private entities. And one of the things that they found was there were other instances of money going back and forth, but there were, and then there were also a lot of instances of poor record keeping that made it seem like this could be something that comes up later, and that's definitely a concern that legislators have. Representative Dave Murphy, who's the chair of the Colleges and Universities Committee in the Assembly, he, you know, is proposing a bill that's going through right now trying to unravel and like put clearer standards on how this relationship should look on the state level.
Mm-hmm.
But it is really complicated because there are so many different entities that could be, you know, private and affiliated with a university, whether it's the UW-Milwaukee Youth Choir, or it's the Paper Science Foundation at UW Students Point, or it's a foundation like the UW Oshkosh Foundation, which exists solely to get money so that they can support the university for a lot of different things.
Right. I mean, you know, foundations are exceedingly important to universities, colleges, technical colleges, community colleges. And so what are the implications here as, you know, education goes forward and you figure out how these funding streams work together or don't work together?
Right, right. More and more universities are relying on their private foundations to do things that they wouldn't be able to do, or that would take a lot more time if they were to do as a public entity. And so this is, you know, an issue and a relationship that exists on campuses across the country. And so the implications are that there does need to be this clarity around what is and isn't okay. And I guess the counter argument that you know, system leaders have made is that they have instituted multiple changes in accounting and in standards and setting clearer standards since the UW Oshkosh audit came out. The Audit Bureau made 12 recommendations, and the last time I checked a few months ago, they had finished, they'd completed nine of them, nine of the changes that were recommended. And so changes have been made, but there's still a lot of questions surrounding this as it kind of continues through the court.
Davey, thank you for joining us.
Yep, thank you.
Davey Shastri is a statewide higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Coming up, we learn about a piece of Wisconsin history, ice harvesting. Back in a moment here on the Ideas Network.